Chapter 3. The Great Vision. They went hungry that winter. The cold months were usually spent in a sheltered hollow close to water and firewood. Men made bows and arrows. Women tanned hides. Medicine men passed down secrets to their successors. Hunters usually entered the forest after elk or buffalo. But this winter, the snow was too deep, and the hunters could not find game. The Bad Faces ate acorns, hide scrappings, and their horses, yet were still forced to break camp several times in search of food. Many became snowblind, and a medicine man named Creeping crept from camp to camp, curing the afflicted. Because of his father's injury, Black Elk's family lagged behind the others in the frequent moves. When they got lost, Black Elk sat straight in the travois, peering to all sides for any glimpse of their people as his mother guided the pony forward. He called out, but his voice was swallowed by the snow. The Ogallala rose slowly from winter like sleepwalkers. With spring, the pasque flower bloomed in the snowmelt. Women gathered beans from the dens of field mice. Children and old men tapped rising sap from box elders. Neither the people nor the Washichu rushed back to war. Although the Sioux had been victorious, their losses cut too deep, while the American public entered a rare period of soul-searching rather than flock immediately to Sherman's call for extermination. People had grown tired of war. In March 1867, as both sides licked their wounds, Congress passed a bill calling for a final settlement of the Indian problem. Peace must be made with the tribes, and the War Department must not interfere. Yet 3 of the 7 appointed as peace commissioners were generals, and the highest ranking among them was Sherman, who'd advocated genocide. The wary peace lasted into summer. Though Black Elk's father survived his wound, a bitterness festered inside. The Bad Faces returned to the Rosebud, a green and winding valley that would become famous in 9 years. "I did not feel so much afraid," said Black Elk, "because the Washichus seemed farther away, and there was peace in the valley, and there was plenty of meat."